Opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Time standing, turning to blurred lines. When me see me, I got right off his whole life. His whole life. You better grip me by me, Kimba, and hold tight. Hold tight. Hold tight. I don't think he's really ready for the pressure. So I'ma give him something light. Yeah, I'ma give him something light. I can feel he's getting full of the pleasure. The appetizer, tranquilizer. So I'ma give him something light. Yeah, I'ma give him something light tonight.
On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, it's a Tuesday. That means it's a World News Tuesday with Mark Palmer. This morning, we're switching it up a little bit. Mr. Palmer is unable to join us in studio this morning, and I am still waiting on Mr. Newry to join us.
I am here.
Good morning.
Good yawning this morning, Aaron, and happy Holy Tuesday.
Yes, we are entered into Easter week as we approach Easter, and I sort of played that song to open the show, Mr. Newry. That's called Something Light by Vividly Val, a.k.a. Valine Roll. We want to keep it light today. You know, not too much heavy politics, not too much rah-rah. Something cool and nice to think about, right? An interesting article I found in yesterday's Guardian business section. And I thought it would be interesting to talk about it and some of the questions that arose for me, at least, when I read it. So the article is LPIA expecting up to 80,000 during Easter holiday weekend. And the first line of the article is, the Lyndon Pindling International Airport is expecting between 70,000 and 80,000 people to flow through the country's main airport for the Easter holiday weekend.
Wow, that's big numbers.
Yeah, that's huge numbers. The article says that the country's strongest tourism year, which is 2019, they had 75,000 people processed through the airport during the Easter holiday. And last year, 2022, that number was 62,112 passengers through the LPIA airport on Easter weekend.
I didn't know Easter was a high draw weekend. Like, you know, Christmas, you expect traffic, you know, Columbus, we don't have Columbus Day anymore, eh? That Columbus Day weekend, you expect heavy traffic. Now I'm now learning to appreciate that Easter weekend is a big travel day for the Bahamas.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're still in March, which is still, we're still in the end of the winter season. We're still in the peak season. I'm spring break because of, the late Easter. Spring break is still raging. And so we get a lot of people pulling through. So I wanted to ask some questions. And then I wanted to know if you wanted to play the How Bahamian Are You game show, Easter edition. And I wanted to open it up to the public because I think today is a great day to begin giving away, if possible, copies of this Bahamian book that I was given, not gifted, but given the opportunity to share with the Bahamian public. And so I think I want to do a book, Bahamian book giveaway today.
Oh, nice. I see. I have the book in my hand. It's a great book to have. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. I think
you need to see the illustration side of this book. The illustration side of this is detailed. But go ahead.
No. And so let's announce the book. The book is called, the title of the book is Luska, that's Luska, and Other Fantastic Tales. Right, and that is written by Patricia Glinton McCullis. Now, the reason I want to talk about the book today, just a little bit, is because when I heard that 70 to 80,000 people would be traveling through LPIA on the Easter holiday weekend, I just thought about, well, what are they going to do? Mm. What are all of these people in the country, all the guests, all the visitors, all the tourists, all the returning residents, what are they while they're here? So I want to read briefly from the article and then throw it out to the audience, things that they think we should be concerned about. And then I got some questions I want to throw out there to you. Maybe you could throw back at me. And then I have some ideas, right, about what people who are or have been interested in entering the tourism space, right? They want to be tourism experience providers. They want to possibly join Base Bahamas Association of Shore Excursions, right? What ideas could people pull together very quickly, because weekend is Tuesday, holiday is just on Thursday. And I just thought this would be a nice discussion heading into Easter holiday weekend. And I know we're going to be sort of short this week. Friday is a public holiday, so we lose that day of discussion, which means I got to push my sports day forward because we've got athletes coming here the whole Bahamas holiday weekend to be Charifta. And then we've sent the winningest Charifta swim team in the world down the Charifta Swim Championships this weekend.
Yes.
And then I know we got a conversation planned for Wednesday. So I wanted to do this today. So let me throw out the questions. I can read the article, throw out the questions, and then I got two little housekeeping notes I want to throw out after I read the article. So the article was in yesterday's business section of the Nassau Guardian. LPIA expecting up to 80,000 during Easter holiday weekend. And these are just excerpts, so you can go to that article in the paper for the rest of the details. The Lyndon Pindling International Airport is expecting between 70,000 and 80,000 people to flow through the country's main airport for the Easter holiday weekend, Nassau Airport Development Company revealed in a press statement yesterday. According to the statement, that volume of passengers will be processed through the airport between April and April 10th. That's today is the 4th, so that's Thursday to Monday. The statement explained that during 2019, the country's strongest tourism year, 75,000 people were processed. It added that last year, 62,112 passengers were processed during the same period. NAD President and Chief Executive Officer Vernice Joaquin said in a statement that the Easter numbers follow a strong spring break season and a first quarter of travel in general. Vice President of Operations at NAD, Jonathan Hanna, said NAD is working to ensure all of its systems are operating at their optimum levels to handle the increased traffic. The statement added, to properly manage the uptick in traffic, NAD met with key airport stakeholders, including Bahamas Immigration, Bahamas Customs, Airport Authority, U.S. Customs and Border Control, Air Traffic Services, Airline Operators, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and the Road Traffic Department. NAD also introduced AeroCloud Cloud last year to help manage traffic in the terminals and on the airside, and also opened a cell phone waiting lot for those waiting on passengers to arrive. As usual, NAD is suggesting those with outbound flights arrive at LPIA 3 hours ahead of their flights. And so the questions I had that popped up immediately, who are all of these people? Are they tourists, CRIFTA participants, returning residents? And that's just the airport. What about the seaport, the cruise port? How many cruise ships will be in port over the holiday weekend? What about sailboats, yachts, and charters? Where will they be staying? What are they going to be doing? And how can you benefit economically from the increased tourist presence this week? Now, little housekeeping, Mr. Neary.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw out to the Bahamian public, here are two things you could be doing this Easter holiday weekend. Celebrate Bahamas is asking us to join them for the Golden Easter Egg Hunt on Easter Monday. On April the 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're hosting an exciting and fun Easter Egg Hunt at Collins House. Bring the entire family, friends, and everyone. They're offering free treats and activities for kids 12 and under. This is from Celebrate Bahamas and the Independence Secretariat. Another big event happening this weekend, people. Rock Sound Homecoming Festival this Easter weekend. In fact, the festivities have already begun. They are celebrating from the 3rd to the 10th. From the 3rd to the 10th of April, and on Wednesday, the 5th of April, that's tomorrow, they have one of the opening events honoring founders and late community builders, the late Edrin Tony Simonet and Mr. Patrick Maynard Sr. And Mr. Neary, I almost ready to swim there myself. Guess who could be performing at the Rockstown Homecoming Festival this Easter weekend?
Who's going to be performing at the Rockstown? 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 I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't never been to Rockstown?
No, no. That's Exumo, right? No?
No, that's Elutra? That's Elutra.
That means we have an issue. The idea that I do not know where it is says wonders.
Yeah, we need to get you and the family on a boat to Rockstown this holiday weekend.
I know where Barnacle Hill is, though.
That's Acklands, right?
Yeah. Actually, I know about Acklands. I don't know nothing about Elutra. But go ahead. Let's head with the festival.
Listen, this thing going to be great, man. They're going to have Bloody, Nishi LS, D-Mac, Emmett Farrington, Ebony 242, the main performer, Jahem, and then the New Vision Band. And on Sunday, they're having a big gospel concert, singing Bishop Lawrence Roll. This is going to be off the chain. They're having Domino Tournament. They having mini regatta. They having plenty food. Like, it's just going to be fantastic, Mr. Neary. And I'm going to get some contact information for you right now. You can go online and search the festival for more details, right? Or you can contact Mr. Brian Major. Mr. Brian Major at 376-1454. That's 376-1454. I had to mention it, Mr. Neary, first of all, because the Lutra people know how to do it. The good Lord gave us a 5-day holiday, and the Lutra people say, we could take it just a little extra. I see we got a caller on the line. Let's go to that call.
Producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
We're going to need to start getting a voice. We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Morning, Bremen. How are you?
Yeah, it's great. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Wonderful. What I want to ask you, right?
Yes, sir.
Knowing that we have a lot of people, tourists coming in through the airport, yes. When you multiply them along with the people that comes in with on the ship by heads, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how many dollars would be going into the treasury for the Bahamian people?
Ah, I don't know, Bremen. I got to sit down and itemize all of the taxes, right? That are
Wonderful.
Collected through the from people who come through the airport, and by the nature of the way that they travel, the other elements they connect to. Like if you come through the airport, you're probably going to stay in a hotel or Airbnb, right? Probably, unless you're staying with family and friends.
But make sure what government going to get goes into the treasury for the Bahamian people. Make sure.
I get you.
Okay, and you're a smart woman, and I love smart people. So do that, yes. Bring it. I know you're going to do it.
Yeah, man, I think that's a fabulous exercise. And I tell you why. When we look at the new legislation that is expanding or requiring greater taxation of Airbnbs and private rentals, right, for the tourism market, we need to do an analysis, right, of what taxes do hotel guests pay and how, and what's the equitable or commensurate, right? That's like, it's like equal to based on your status, what taxes Airbnbs should pay. Because I think Airbnbs are great, but we as citizens, while we support private enterprise, we as citizens have an obligation to ensure the regime is fair and balanced, and we can maximize it as much as possible without any negative impact on the people paying taxes. It's an excellent exercise. I'm going to contact Department of Inland Revenue and see if they could point me in the right direction on how to do that. But Mr. Nuri.
I am here.
Who you think all of these people are? How many you think are tourists? How many you think are Corifta participants? And how many you think are returning residents taking advantage of a long Easter break / spring break?
Well, for Corifta, they tend to come like a day or two before because they're kids and they have a budget. So I'm not sure how much that impact of Corifta, because Corifta is what, next weekend?
No, this weekend.
This weekend?
It's this weekend, yeah. April 8th. 10, yeah.
Ah, okay. So that's a part of it then. So I'm assuming Jamaica has a team about 50. It's about 15 Caribbean countries coming. So say 50 times 15. That's about what? That's not 1,000 yet. That's about what? 500, 600? 600 of them might be Corifta people.
Just that's Corifta
simple
participants.
Math. Yeah, yeah.
That's athletes and coaches.
Then you add one more 100 on that. That's still 600 people.
Okay. Do you think that's all that's coming?
Yeah. Less than 1,000 for Corifta.
Now, the local organizing committee, I think, has organized an event in conjunction with partners. There is a fun run walk, I think, the morning of the 8th at the stadium or starting from the stadium. And they've invited Corifta participants from over the last 50 years to come down to the Bahamas to participate in the grand, you know, the larger Corifta activities, and specifically to be a part of this fun run walk.
So I'll extend that number to 1,500 now.
Right. I wonder how many. I know. In fact, I got to say this. I got to say good morning to Ms. Marshall, right, who I met at the clinic when I went to get a checkup on my foot, and Mr. Nutal Roll, the orthopedic technician, put the cast on, right? And so, look here, I don't know if they call it serendipity, when a bad thing turns into a good thing, But here I am in the clinic. Miss Marshall is looking at me like she know me all my life. Turns out she does. She knew my uncle. And she was trying to locate her 1978 Charifta jersey, right? A 1978 Charifta performance, so she could give it to him to be a part of a commemoration or a memorial event or activity for the 50th Charifta, right? And so it is a big thing, not just for the athletes, but I'm hoping that this, the memorial aspect of it, right? Bringing together the participants over the last 50 years is going to be grand. And it's like you say, it's going to draw people into the country. I just hope that we get a team, like maybe the Ministry of Tourism has hired one of these survey teams, companies, services to collect data, right? So that we could figure out exactly where all of these people are going and who they are, you know? Because I can skip right to the question, what are they going to do? So we know some of them are coming for Charifta. And I'm hoping that some of them are coming for Rock Sound Homecoming Festival, right?
But who does that? Record statistics and register people for information, general information? No, is there a department or entity that does that?
Right. So we got the Department of Statistics has been rebranded. That happened in 2021. And so there's a new, like a statistics institute. This government, it's just a rename, rebrand, revision. And they have a responsibility to collect data and to make it available, right? But the Ministry of Tourism, we know, collects this data. Mm-hmm. Because all the tourists, you're on a plane, you get the card. I haven't traveled in a while, pre-pandemic. And tourists in particular are asked to indicate how they got here, where they plan on staying, you know, a bit about what you're here to do. And so there's Ministry of Tourism collecting that data in conjunction, I imagine, because it's like an immigration form, Ministry of Tourism working together. We got the Institute of Statistics, but I'm sure that UB has in their various schools, as a part of the curricula, programming or classes that require the collection of statistics.
Another question I have for you, Erin. Going back to Charifta, where do the participants stay? Is the Charifta committee finding housing for them, or they stay at a hotel? Do they get discount rate? Do our government helps by making sure that the prices are stable and say, well, you're not going over this? How is that, all of that go about?
Well, we're going to have to try and get the LOC, the local organizing committee, on. Trying to get them on pre-Charifta, but let me tell you, this track season is just ridiculously busy. Mm. And I could appreciate the difficulty making space with all of the loose ends that they have to ensure tied together. Not just for the big event, but all of the small events that lead to the big event. But hopefully we could get them on for a post-Charifta breakdown so we could understand how this happens. After reading the statement from the New Providence Sports Council, I imagine that athletes will be put up in hotels mm-hmm. for Charifta, and if foreign jurisdiction teams go over their budgets, then they look in country in the Bahamas through their country association, like Jamaican Bahamas Hummingbird Association, the Bajan Bahamas Association, for support for housing, transportation, or food needs.
Cool.
But your aim is to have everyone in the same facility eating the same food, unless there's specific dietary requirements, at the same time, everybody getting on the buses at the same time, everybody, you know, leaving the hotels, the accommodations.
So even our Charifta team is going to be housed in the hotel too, just to keep the same atmosphere.
Right. This is what I'm hoping. See, it's about team chemistry. You know, it's just like when you go to a job interview, we all certain about the hard skills, the degrees, the certifications, not so certain about. And in the same way, this is one of those soft things that we rarely think about. The team builds camaraderie by living together, going through the same experiences together. This is a part of building a strong, strong team. And so I'm hoping that they have the logistics sorted and these athletes, our athletes, get the same experience, right, as the other athletes at the event.
Wonderful.
So what are they going to do? Still on, what are they going to do? Well, my spring breaking days are long over, but it's still spring break time, right? So I'm sure there are spring break activities happening. But if I were a young, creative Mr. Nuri, and there's 70 to 80,000 people flowing through the air around the port, not counting the yachts, cruise ships, and sailboats, let me tell you what I'm trying to do. I am trying to pull together as many young performing artists as possible, creatives from comedy to music, to improv, to spoken word, to creative dance. So I'm gonna pull in my my gymnasts and my acrobats from Imanji Circus. And then I'm going to pull in people like Vivid Leval and Cairo the Fox, who was just featured by the Office of the Prime Minister, I think, in Ministry of Tourism, for being a tourism ambassador. I'm pulling these young people together, and I've given them the Eastern Esplanade, and I've given them the Western Esplanade. And I'm going to tell them, I need a six-hour creative concert-style event. I'm going to provide the tops, the blankets, the pillows, the chairs, the tents and the canopies, right? Because we're in the tropics. We ain't always sure what the weather's going to be like. I'll provide those. We're going to get vendors out to provide drinks and food. We're going to have free water throughout the day. And we have varying performances, music, all Bahamian stage, all Bahamian artist stage with varying genres. I have a gospel music stage. I have a spoken word stage. I have a tent at each location specifically for viewing documentaries, short movies, any music videos by Bahamian artists. And that's going to be running on loop all day. I'm going to have my Segway and my little scooter rentals nearby, so I could direct people up and down that foreshore corridor, Bay Street, between the two esplanades, right? One close to the bridge, one closer to Cable Beach for the two mega resorts. And I'm gonna figure out how to get the taxi drivers to drive every tourist. If I have to pay off the police to block off the road, every tourist in a taxi can drive past the Eastern Esplanade and the Western Esplanade this holiday weekend. And I would have those creatives out there from Thursday straight through to Monday night afternoon when the last cruise ship pulls out of the harbor.
Man, just you saying it, even though you are just envisioning this now, creating this in your head now, I'm excited at the possibilities, man. I can see this happening. This is a big idea. I think it's too late for Easter. I mean, no, it's not too late, but this is doable. Two festivals happening one time and have a connection, a corridor that connects both festivals at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. The key is, how do you organize small things, right? Like, don't require a building. They don't require infrastructure, but something small to capture people where they are. A part of our lack of creativity, it is the inability to match the tourists' economic expectation, right? That's all it is. And so how do we make budget performances without diminishing the quality of the work, the service, the performance?
I want to ask you this. Who pays for this, the skeleton of it? I see we just hashing out ideas. Let's say the circus act, right? You invite them to be part of this. Who pays for them?
Yeah. Now, this is where it gets tricky, right? We got to get... See, because I want to go to Bahama and I want to go to Atlantis and I want to say, hey, I'm going to need y'all to help me pay for this. Now, I expect both of them literally asking us to pay you to cut into our profit.
There you go.
Because we're spending money to provide experiences for our guests as well, right? But I'm willing to put the Bahama Bahamian experience, right? I'm willing to put the Atlantean Bahamian experience on it to be able to support the creatives that are doing it. The same thing with the cruise ship and the cruise port. I would figure out how to ask them to contribute entirely. And see, if they're savvy, then they will contribute. They will not demand creative control, but they will demand that there is one act, one event, one activity that is geared, right? That is designed to focus on who they are and what they provide.
Yeah, but let's take a short break now, Erin, and come back and we'll continue on this. I love these ideas, especially for the Easter. There needs to be at least some kind of Easter draw where people can come to the Bahamas just to experience a Bahamian Easter tradition. This is On the Clock with Erin Green, and we'll be right back.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO-WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say? I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how about
them through the crack crime Bahamas are, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
They come in my boat, they come in my plane, they come in wheelchair, I'm walking with cane, they come in
And welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. And we have a discussion on the possibilities of what can we do to help tourism. What is happening Easter weekend, why it's so busy, what can we capitalize during this Easter weekend. Before the break, I asked Aaron, what activities can we plan for the Easter weekend regarding the Easter holiday, right? Is there such a thing as a Bahamian Easter product? I know she have like 101 ideas, so that's why I asked her that.
Yes, man, Mr. Nuri, right? It is Easter time. And although people are coming on vacation, we know that tons of our visitors, they go to church, they're Christians. And so they love, especially if they're traveling with their children, right? The two things they'd love an opportunity to do if they're in the Bahamas or on vacation during the Easter holiday. One is go to an Easter service. And two is the Easter egg hunt, right? Especially if you have kids. Let's embrace that. Let's embrace that entirely. And let us figure out how we can connect with guests and tourists who want to be a part of the Bahamian religious Easter experience, right? As a part of their own religious experience with churches. I mean, I would turn to the churches on the front road, closest to the bridge for the eastern side, St. Matthew's, Sacred Heart possibly. Mm-hmm. But open up a space, maybe even a special service for, you know, tourists who want to come to church. The Eastern Esplanade is a great place for an Easter egg hunt.
For a church service, Pompey Square for a church service.
Right, a beautiful, you know, Pompey Square, the choir. People would love it, right? Not fancy dress, a less formal Easter service, or that's just New Providence, right? Some of these people, their trip may be extended beyond the holiday weekend. I will never forget, and I will never stop promoting the Holy Land experience, I think, in Mangrove Key, in South Andres. This is your time, people. This is what you have, your rustic Passion of the Christ Holy Land experience for, to invite people who want not just a island-style holiday, but they want a rustic, real out-island experience. The Holy Land theme park is perfect for this Easter weekend. I hope you guys haven't abandoned it. And I hope you are preparing to welcome guests this Easter season. Another idea connected to your question of how are we going to pay for it, right, Mr. Nuri?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I would have planned if I were in charge of anything for this weekend is a scavenger hunt. And the scavenger hunt can help to pay for itself in other activities because essentially you're going to ask businesses to be a part of your scavenger hunt. Businesses that want the tourist traffic. And so they should be willing to pay to be a part of the scavenger hunt in an attempt to draw more tourist locations.
Let's trash that out some more, Aaron. I see it. I could see if we get access to the cruise ship that they all are given their scavenger hunt sheet and said these are the immediate area of Bay Street proper, right? Mm-hmm. All of the places to look for. And they ask the Bahamian people to help solve the riddles and find these things and take picture. I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be great for businesses to connect to tourists in that way. And I think it could provide a lot of employment opportunities, right? For people who are essentially subsistence workers and have difficulty maintaining that the rigorous requirements or burdens of a 9-to-5, right? And I think that's a part of our tourism product as well, an aspect that we haven't analyzed sufficiently. Atlantis heralded the sort of end of the seasonal tourist market or industry and brought in 24/7 all year round tourism. And I'm not sure if our culture has transitioned to that effectively, sustainably, right? I think we're doing it. Of course, we're doing it. But I don't think we realize that we're not doing it correctly. We're not maximizing what it is we put into it. And perhaps it is because we're not coming with the systems that we're operating. We're subsistence people. We like to work for a period, make up all that money, so then we could rest from that job and focus on either our junkanoo or our music careers, our real passion projects, you know? And so I like that. How are we going to pay for it? Because we can pay for it by being creative and adapting to the way that Bahamians work, not forcing Bahamians to adapt to a foreign labor model.
I'm cool with that. It's doable. Just now it boils down to leadership and people with... Well, if you have innovation, we have you given all the ideas. We just need someone to embrace it and run with it. And you give these ideas for free.
Yeah. Because you can't let money become a barrier. I know they're valuable. I know they're valuable. But if they sit on a shelf with only me listening to hearing them, then they lose their value. It is they're far more valuable when they are closer to implementation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I think we need them. And it's not that I think we need to implement my ideas, you know. I think we don't realize how ideas are generated. We need my ideas to create an environment where other people are more likely to generate their ideas. And when we're all generating ideas, that's when the cream will rise to the top.
So my question to you is, how do we get more regular people to access tourism, to be involved in tourism, to participate?
Well, I think we, first of all, agencies, like the government stakeholders, they need to change the way that they operate. They need to find more inclusive models, which shouldn't be hard to do because the Bahamian citizen is already a stakeholder. We don't have to argue that. I don't have to prove to anybody that I, a Bahamian citizen, is a major stakeholder in tourism. That's proven. So the models under which they operate now have to shift to reflect that. It's not that they have to invite Erin Green to every meeting. It's that they operate understanding that the knowledge that will be most useful to them exists outside of their operating mechanisms. That sure, they're getting paid the big bucks to come up with the idea and implement plans, but the real energy, the real magic comes from outside of the space that they operate in. And it's when their skill and expertise matches with or connects with the brilliance of innovation, of desperation, of desire. That's when the magic happens, right? So we've got all the skill and talent and creativity and experience. Let's go to the caller. We just need to change the models we use to connect them.
Okay, I see we have a caller. Producer passed the caller through. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Afternoon.
Turn down your radio.
The organization is all got Adley, Gambia, Fox. These talk on this, let them give them these events going to happen. And from Jagalu for them,
yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate that, caller. Thank you very much.
Go on.
No, the caller brought up some ideas. Said that we need to expand basically where tourism can be featured. Go as far as Adelaide, go as far as Fox Hill, and put on performances there. I think Junction is already intimately involved in tourism. It's our premier tourism product, right? But communities now need to be involved in tourism. But now we need to have an appreciation for the communities. Are we prepared to expose a Fox Hill to a guest, a tourist, to say that this community is worth seeing?
See, now, that's it right there. Are we prepared to it? And then the last words, because this community is worth seeing. Fox Hill, as it stands right now, Mr. Newry, is worth seeing, right? And I'm going to, from two perspectives, from the cultural, sort of historic cultural perspective, this is what it is. This is one of the veins, one of the major arteries, right? It drives the blood through this country. Of course, it is to be seen. Now, from the capitalist perspective, I don't care what you look like. I could spin a story from it, right? I don't care what state you're in. As a capitalist, I'm going to create a narrative and a tour, and I'm going to get my tour guide ready, and I'm going to take you through the war-torn streets of Fox Hill, where every night they fight with Dilly and Tam. They porking each other with Dilly and stabbing each other with Tamron. I'm going to make up a story, right? It is not, that's the least of it. It is, how much do you value what you have and what you can extract from it, right? I wouldn't go the capitalist route, but I would go the cultural route. Fox Hill right now is ready for a tour. And if you approach it with the right attitude, the people that you are, quote unquote, not you, Mr. Neer, I know this ain't you.
I understand.
Right. The people are afraid that those faces that people are afraid of seeing, those faces are going to be an integral part of my tour. They understand their value, their real value in the community, and that we see it and honor it. Then these by them are a part of the Fox Hill experience. I don't know who it is that thinks all these by them is do is just rob and thief. This, you know, when people say, my good son, you know, we like to diss, oh, you know, somebody can come out, but that's my good son. That is somebody's good son. There is goodness in them. There is goodness. There has been goodness in their relationship. It's all about us changing our perspective on who we are and the value that each of us holds for ourselves, for each other, and for the whole country. If we change that perspective, we'll see that not only do we have 1,000 ideas, but we have a plethora. I mean, we just have an abundance of ideas and opportunities that we could extract.
So whose responsibility is it? Whose task is it to get a place like a Fox Hill involved in tourism? Or are you saying that the persons or entrepreneurs in Fox Hill need to create a product and that the business will eventually come?
Right. I think it's a balance of these things. The entrepreneurs need to start working on project ideas, but they need to be able to liaise with their MP. Their MP, whether it's his executive staff or not, should be a liaison so they could understand what the grander tourism project is, prospectus is. What's planned for New Providence? What's planned for this northern district? What's planned for the country as a whole? Are not just swinging in the dark. They have a sense of where they're going. People need systems. So yes, we want entrepreneurs to take the initiative, but they need to be able to see a system that they will be operating in. And so tourism, Ministry of Tourism, Tourism Development Corporation, Base Bahamas Association of Shore Excursions, the Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association, the Bahamas Tours Alliance, and all of these, yes, let's go to that call, and all of these organizations should form a framework for entrepreneurs to tie into.
I see the caller gone, and I like where you're going with this. I can picture a Junkanoo rush out every time at 12 noon in Fox Hill, or some kind of African dance or some sort at 1 o'clock, where persons from the cruise ship say, hey, something happens in this community, and I can walk about. Because Fox Hill have a lot of food vendors, a lot of food.
Man, Nuri,
go ahead.
You could imagine, you walk over PI Bridge, right? Because your toy ain't ready yet, you got a little time, mm-hmm. and you hear drumming.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, but you're walking towards the drumming, and you realize you're walking, and you catch, and then you say, you see a cab, and you flag him down, and the cab could look at you and say, oh, you hear that drumming? Let's go find out where it is.
Mm.
And because let's go to that caller, because the taxi driver knows what's happening.
Okay. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Go ahead.
You know, Aaron, I presented this same model in Beantown, and the people rejected it. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I grew up in Beantown. I remember when Beantown had the beautiful wooden homes painted different colors, the picket fence and the bougainvilleas and the poncianas and all that sort of stuff. And I said, what we could do is get the people involved. Like Mama made the coconut tart and the Benny cake and the Johnny cake. And we got with Junkanoo Fest and doing switching and all this sort of stuff. I presented this to the people in Beantown. And they, Adelaide should be a place where you could go and chill on the beach all day from the cruise ship or even from the hotels and Beantown and every place. Just do a tour, Junkanoo rush out. Let the people buy little pieces of Junkanoo paraphernalia from these different places. But probably this is the time for it, you know. I don't know.
Thank you very much, Gordon. Yeah. And now is the time. But Aaron, we have about 2 minutes. I'll let you wrap up. Go ahead.
All right. And so, Mr. Nuri, I just thought 70 to 80,000 people. What can, if I had my two good foot, what could I do this weekend to generate some revenue? But I tell you what I would have been doing. You know, I have a small agriculture-based business, and I've got some small products that you could walk with, right? I will be up and downtown. You know, I got commercial. I even got theme music. Selling my product up and down, right? And so I'm going to encourage the young artisans, creatives. If you can't get a night market or an afternoon market, like the night markets y'all have done before with Creative Nassau, I think, figure out how you could occupy Eastern Esplanade, Western Esplanade. And maybe in your hour, Mr. Nuri, I got just this last idea. Because I didn't even do the book giveaway. We didn't even play. We would have an all-day reading festival where you could come in one corner of the Esplanade. You could come and listen or read Bahamian books. Listen to the authors. Listen to young Bahamians reading Bahamian books. All books Bahamian. Let's get them out there, available for tourists to see, but more importantly, an experience for them to take part in.
Anyway, that's us, Aaron, and we gotta go.
Yes, sir.
And see you on the other side. A wonderful day.
Radio 96.9 Commerce.